Hello, this is Karen Cleveland. I'm glad you're joining me for this meditation. Today's meditation, we are going to learn to separate our thoughts in our head from the observer of our thoughts. At any time, there's often two different voices in our head, those that are thinking something and those that are watching us think something. The thoughts are the ego. And the ego just wants us to stay safe. The ego wants us to be right. They don't want any growth. So we need to be aware of the ego if we're trying to step out and do more with our life. So go ahead and get settled, get comfortable, and take a deep breath. And another deep breath in and out. Just observing that you are breathing. For breath is automatic. Now, as you pay attention to your breath, a lot of meditations ask you to try to remove thoughts, but we don't want to do that today. As a thought comes into your head, anything from your daily schedule, your shopping trip, your last conversation, a movie you saw last night, as any thought comes into your head, notice who is thinking that thought. Can you tell that there is an observer of that thought? The observer is that part of us, our higher self, that wants us, calls us to aspire to greatness, to follow our passion, to have joy. And it's that observer that knows that we can separate from the ego or from the thought and feel. So through the observer, we feel when things are good, great, joyful, and sometimes we feel things that are less than joyful. But it's often the ego or the thought that brings us pain, sadness, and definitely fear. The ego lives in a fearful state. So I will be quiet for a few minutes as you watch your thoughts and learn to discern between the observer and the thinker. Thank you. We want to take a few minutes every day and be quiet and practice listening and observing and discerning who is the thinker and who is the observer. As I said earlier, the ego wants us to stay small. So when you're thinking about taking a leap, a stretch, doing something new, following your heart's desire, your ego doesn't want you to. So learning what voice in your head is the ego will help you understand why you might not want to take that step. And it's often because the ego is just trying to keep you safe and comfortable and small at home. And as I said, the observer aspires and brings us, calls us to move forward and be good, be all that we can be. And it's the observer that can help us move forward as we learn to observe, as we learn to pay attention, that the ego may not be truthful, may not be what's best for us. Not best for us in a higher purpose sense. And there's no right and there's no wrong in the ego. It is doing its job. The ego has evolved over centuries and centuries and thousands of years to keep us safe. That's what it's meant to do. So it's just doing its job. So it's not wrong or right. It's just the awareness and being able to make a choice not based on fear. So I encourage you to take some time every day. If you desire to move forward, if you desire a new path, if you think there's something more for you, if you believe there's something else, take a few minutes and just learn to differentiate those thoughts in your head. And I'm going to welcome you back into your room now, back into the earth where we are, back in time and space. Knowing that you can move forward now with a greater awareness of what is happening in your head. Thank you for joining me today. I look forward to joining you on another meditation.